Joining us now, Chris King from Myrtle Beach Golf Holiday, man. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, just enjoying another beautiful day here in the golf capital of the world.
I hear there's a few golf courses down there, isn't there?
We have got a couple. Have you been down to play a few of them?
I have in the past, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I was just looking at your interactive map, and I didn't know you guys went up into the Sunset Beach area. I just played Sandpiper Bay a week or two ago.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The northern part of what we really refer to as the Grand Strand, you know, and goes on up into Sunset Beach into Calabash, actually as far up as Shallotte. River's Edge.
I guess
Palmer Design up there.
Yeah, I guess it's Shallotte all the way down to Polly's Island. So you've got the whole area covered. So, all right. So what's new down there? I mean, we've got people who have traveled to Myrtle Beach year in and year out, and they will never give up on it. We've got other people who will try a different place every year. Why should we choose Myrtle Beach for our golf vacation?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, really, the primary reason to choose Myrtle Beach is because if you so choose, I mean, every trip to Myrtle can be a new one. I mean, we've got enough golf courses that you can. You can take a 3-night, 4-round trip for 20 years and never play the same course twice.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's not, we have the unique ability here, and I think it's what's really made the market special over time, to cater to the needs of any type of golf group. If you're looking to play some of the best golf courses in America, we can provide you that with layouts like Caledonia, Tidewater, the Dunes Club, True Blue. You know, if you're looking for a value-packed destination, and you and the boys want to get out at an economical cost and enjoy yourselves on the course and off late into the night, we can provide that too.
Yeah,
it's kind of a unique combination, and I think it's really at the heart of what makes Myrtle Beach special.
I'm curious, when people contact you guys for suggestions and hotel packages and golf packages, do you try to find out if they're any good at golf and how serious they are about this, and B, if you're getting a couple's weekends where maybe the spouse is the man or doesn't actually play golf, and what's available locally for them to do. Do you talk to them about those kinds of things?
Look, absolutely. We're very fortunate here, and I think this is another real point of differentiation for the market, is that because there are so many courses and the area has been so popular for so long, you know, the golf course package providers here, almost universally, they live here. So they know the area, they know on the course, off the course, conditions, that sort of thing. And part of being a good golf package provider is asking the type of questions you're talking about there. You know, because there are so many, you know, there can be so many variables within a group. I mean, you could have 12 guys who are all single-digit handicaps, or you could have 24 guys composed of people who are primarily 15s and above. And the type of trip and experience they're looking for would be different. And a guy that does his job well, and we're very fortunate to have a lot of them here that do, they get to the answers to those questions. You know, you had mentioned Sandpiper, very nice golf course, but it's a very player-friendly layout, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're, you know, it's a course you can go out and hit the ball around a little bit. You don't have to hit everything right down the middle to survive.
People look
for that type of stuff.
I was going to say, if Mike actually survived it and he's here talking to you, then it's got to be a player-friendly golf course.
My game's probably a little more like Mike.
Yeah, I lost one ball, so that tells you everything you need to know about that golf course.
So we go out to golfholiday.com, and I'm looking out here right now, a special package offer, the kind of the featured offer, 3 nights, 4 rounds, $279 per person, 3 nights, play 3 a.m. rounds plus 1 free afternoon round, with daily breakfast, Mike, lunch, and 2 beers with each AM round, and a free steak. I mean, how can you beat that?
You can't.
Well, you can't. And that, again, kind of speaks to the area's popularity. I mean, we've been very fortunate to be able to deliver, you know, value. And I think it's always important to point out that value, as good as that the offer that you had just mentioned is, from an economic perspective, with, you know, relatively low cost, you get your dinners there too. So it is in many ways like an all-inclusive trip. I'm assuming that was the Legends package you were looking at. And I think that would, or maybe it's a package with the Man of War, Witch, and the Wizard. Regardless, either way, I know those are two groups that offer that deal. And I think what's important to remember is that's not just a quote-unquote low-cost trip. Those are very good golf courses.
Well,
I mean, the Witch is an outstanding golf course. Heathland, Moreland, Heritage, the Legends golf courses. I mean, they're all very good track.
Well, and like you say, you can come to Myrtle Beach, you know, every year for 15 years and never play, never have the same trip, never play the same courses. Is there a way to, you know, sort of calculate, I'd like to play some inland courses, maybe something that's hilly, maybe something that's on the coast, and then also maybe consider, the accommodations? You could stay someplace where it's really quiet, or you could stay someplace where it's really busy, correct?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and again, that gets into what we were talking about a little earlier about your golf package provider.
Right.
Kind of helping you through that stuff. I mean, if you're looking, you know, to your point there, you want a quiet trip, you want upscale golf, you go to a place like Pawleys Island, where True Blue, Caledonia, Heritage, Pawleys Plantation, Worldbrook, man, those courses are within a Dustin Johnson drive of each other.
Well,
it's a quiet place, the food's good.
And how different could your trip be based on the season you choose to go? Is that another variable that people should consider, that you're going to get a very different experience in the fall or in the winter than you might get in the spring?
I think really the primary difference is in your experience. Well, a lot of times what that comes down to is cost. You know, I mean, if you can go, and this is should be the great thing, you know, if you're a listener, you know, throughout the Carolinas in Greensboro, you know, Wilmington, Asheville, Raleigh, you know, you can kind of play the weather a little bit. You know, if there's a 65, 70 degree weekend in the winter and you can get away for a quick two night, three round deal, I mean, look, you can play some great golf courses for not a lot of money. And you know what? People forget. I mean, golf courses are in good shape in the winter. The grass is dormant, particularly the rough, and it looks a little different, but there's nothing wrong with the way it plays. And that would be the primary difference in your experience from season to season. There's just not as much stuff in bloom during the winter, but the courses are, you know, in terms of the way they would play, be perfectly fine.
Again, we're talking with Chris King, Myrtle Beach Golf Holiday, and you guys have a little golf tournament down there late in the summer. this year it's August 28th through September 1st, the 34th annual World Amateur. Tell me about it.
Well, as you were mentioning, so it's a very intimate affair with 3,000 of our closest friends from more than 30 different countries. The World Am, you try to explain it to people, and it can be a difficult thing to do because it is, you know, the word unique is often overused or misused, but it's certainly apropos when talking about the World Am. I mean, you know, it's a 72-hole net stroke play event. You play with people from all walks of life. You're flighted based on your USGA handicap. And I always tell people, and I don't know if you guys have been able to come to the tournament, but if not, we need to get you down here. The guys that run that tournament, I mean, they are literally, there's probably no other event in golf that takes enforcing the handicap as seriously as they do. Yeah. And that's what's really at the heart of the tournament's success, is that people come down here and they know they've got a chance to win, you know, based on coming down with an accurate handicap. And you know, it's a special event. It's 72 holes. You get that sort of play like a pro type experience. And then each night of the event, we go to the Myrtle Beach Convention Center and have what we call the world's largest 19th hole. Players get free food, free drinks. There are golf exhibitors. It's like a little mini golf show. We have celebrity appearances. You know, Charlie Reimer's been there. Faraday's been there. Annika Sorenstam. It's a very cool event. If you love golf and love competitive golf, I mean, it is an absolute bucket list experience.
Well, so we've got listeners all over the Carolinas, actually all over the country. Many have been down there. Many probably schedule their own trips. I'd recommend that they reach out to you guys and get some help, maybe getting a variety of courses that they hadn't played before. But when they get in touch with you guys at MyrtleBeachGolfHoliday.com or give you a phone call, what kind of information should the caller have in hand to help you best help them?
You know what, I think the biggest thing is, one is know what time of year you want to play. Because, you know, there are different rate periods and seasons, and knowing when you want to play is important, knowing how many players are going to be in your group, and then a rough idea on budget. Those are the important things. And if somebody has that, you know, sometimes people can be a little reticent. I think they sort of feel like, well, if I tell you how much you want to spend, that's what you're going to do. But that, the guys here, people are competing so hard for business here that they're always providing people the best deal that they can. Because you know what? There's 65 people here that sell golf packages.
Ooh.
So, you know, if you call up somewhere here, yeah, trust me, it's in everybody's best interest to give you, you know, the best deal that they've got. And so, you know, you do that. Know how many people, know the time of year, and a rough estimate on your budget. And you will, you'll be provided a golf quote that I think generally speaking will stand up to any that any other destination in America can provide.
All right. Chris, let everybody know how to get in touch with y'all, website, phone number, anything you want to give them.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, the best way to start is to go to www.myrtlebeachgolfholiday.com. It's really, it's your one-stop shop for all things Myrtle Beach Golf. You can get package specials, rates, any breaking news in the area. It's all covered completely on the site. And if you're interested in the World Am, I would encourage anybody to just go take a look at myrtlebeachworldamateur.com. It is it's a site and an event that is certainly worth your time to take a look at.
All right, Chris, man, thanks a lot for coming on, and good luck this summer, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys, and we'll we need to tee it up down here sometime.
There you go. We'll do it. All right.